All right. Well, welcome and good morning on this beautiful pre-holiday week. I hope you're all looking forward to Thanksgiving. It's, as a foodie, it's my favorite time of year. I got to tell you, that's my holiday. So I'm looking forward to it. Well, welcome to our new crew. And let's start first with, let me get my Pledge of Allegiance. Meredith, I got you up for the pledge. Would you mind saying that, please?
Sure. If you're able to, please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. We're going to go out of order here. Oh, well, first let's do public comment. Do we have any public attending?
Wait, did you skip the roll call?
I received any request.
I just went right over that roll call, didn't I? Okay. Not meaning to slight you, Secretary Carolyn, on your first duties here, but you did well because you caught me and you brought me back in line.
It was a test. All right.
Let's have our roll call, please.
If I had it, you know, and was prepared. Okay. Elaine Genoway.
Present.
Jean Hernandez.
Present.
Meredith Chalimi.
Present.
Carolyn Inman. Present. Evelyn Velez.
Here.
Barbara Sloat.
Present.
Sandy Stain.
Okay, so Sandy's the only one we're missing right now.
Yeah.
All right, now to public comment. Do we have any public comment?
We didn't receive any requests in advance, and there are no members of the public present this morning.
Okay, let's... We're going to go out of order real quick and take, let's know. We can do the action item on AB 361 and then Jeanette, will get to you if that's okay. Okay. So action item, we have AB 361 review and make findings required by government code subsection 54953 E as in Edward 3 subsection. So the recommendation is continue virtual meetings due to the proclaimed state of the emergency arising from COVID-19. Meeting in person presents imminent risk to the health and safety of attendees, and the emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the members to meet safely in person. Okay, now is that just for, what group is this for, Desiree? Just for us, exec?
This is just for the exec.
Okay, can I get a motion?
So moved.
Carolyn, so moved, second?
Second.
Elaine, second. Okay, any further discussion on this? If not, we'll call for the vote. All those in favor? Oh, I'm sorry, Desiree, I'm taking your job.
It's okay. Elaine Genoway.
I can be pushy that way.
Aye.
Jean Hernandez.
Aye.
Meredith Chalemi.
Aye.
Carolyn Inman.
Aye.
Evelyn Velez.
Aye.
Barbara Sloat.
Aye.
And Sandy Stang is absent. That is majority, Chair.
Thank you, Desiree. Thank you, colleagues. Okay, let's go with the Office on Aging updates from Jeanette Ravella. Ravella?
Ravella, but...
Ravella, yeah. I like that. No, that's good. That's thank my natural you. Way to say it. Yeah, all right, Jeanette, you. Go for it.
And thank you for letting me go a little earlier, Jean. I appreciate it. So I want to apologize to everyone because unfortunately I will have to duck out after my... update today. I do have a scheduling conflict at 10 a.m. that I will have to be present for, but I don't really have a lot by way of updates today. I wanted to let the group know that we were able to successfully complete the closeouts and submit the closeouts on time for the FFCRA, which is the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, CARES Act. That and the vaccine expansion. So all of those closeouts were reconciled and submitted to CDA in a timely manner, and as well as the Consolidated Appropriations Act and Elder Justice Funds. We are currently in the works with the Social Services Agency, who's the fiscal lead for the Access to Technology Program, or ATT, our department is, we actually are expecting for our MOU, our Memorandum of Understanding with SSA, to go to the Board of Supervisors for approval in December, December 20th. And then after that, we officially take over running the program. We are preparing for a rollout of January for that program, and we only have through December to December 2023 to distribute all of the devices. We also are preparing our nutrition infrastructure contracts, and we're anticipating to go to the Board of Supervisors for approval for those at the end of January. So this, the nutrition infrastructure program essentially is from an advocacy efforts by Meals on Wheels America to get funding to improve infrastructure for all elderly nutrition program providers. So we not only opened it up to our current elderly nutrition program providers, which are AgeWell, Senior Services, and Meals on Wheels, Orange County, but we also opened it up to some of our local partners to help improve their infrastructure. We're also preparing a request for proposals for the CalFresh Healthy Living Program, formerly known as SNAP-Ed. So this program is essentially catered to educating people who are age 60 and above on health, how to expand their CalFresh dollars, and also physical activity. We are anticipating the release of the OTO funds, or one-time only funds, from the California Department of Aging for our regular Older Americans Act programs sometime, hopefully. I know they said November, but November is, December is fast approaching. So we are hoping that we get the release of these funds from CDA in November or December of this year. Just a couple of kind of refresher from last month's meeting. We have an ongoing RFP out for intergenerational activities and senior meals, and that one is due, the applications for those, for that RFP is due to us on November 29th. And we also have ongoing recruitments for the Office on Aging and Veteran Service Office Director and Staff Specialists for Office on Aging. And I believe that's all I have. I'm sure there's more news to share in the upcoming months, a lot of the upcoming programs and initiatives from the state, I'm assuming will start coming around January. So I want to share that once I have something more concrete to share with the group. Does anyone have any questions so far about about the updates from the Office on Aging?
Just real quick, Jeanette, you don't see any problems with funding then in this coming year from the state?
Right now, the main issue that we're seeing is funding for the ADRC program, which is the Aging and Disability Resource Connection. Unfortunately, the state only has, at least we were told, the state only has about $10 million in funding for those ADRCs. It started out as Orange County is one of the largest ADRCs and one of the first ones that's kind of like a model ADRC for the rest of the state. However, we went from having 7 ADRCs in California to now having 17 ADRCs, because CDA is encouraging other counties to start their ADRCs, but the funding is stagnant. So we're now going from having $10 million split between 7 ADRCs to $10 million split between 17 ADRCs. So that's one of the challenges that we're facing. I haven't heard anything about other challenges for funding. It's more a challenge in being able to fully spend out by the time the end of the contract period happens, because a lot of our newer programs that were based as a response to the pandemic, we were initially advised by the state that Those funding are good through December 31st, 2024, but we were just informed by the state about a month or so ago that they were going to shorten that to December 31st, 2023. So that kind of puts a little bit of challenge, not just for us, but for our service providers, because now you're shortening the period for us to be able to spend the funds. And ATT is one of those programs that are that will be impacted by this. So we already have a plan in the works so we can make sure that the funds are fully spent. And even though some of the data plans for ATT will go past December 31st of 2023.
Well, we're headed into a recession and the governor's talking about that, and so is CDA.
Yeah. So that's what they're worried about, is I think, the deficit in the state budget. So I think that's why everyone's kind of tightening their belts a little bit, just in anticipation of that.
And they're saying, don't ask for new funding.
Oh, I heard that recession. It really wasn't a recession. It's just kind of
according to Governor Newsom, we have one.
Well, I was listening to the president. He says, apparently we don't.
Depends on who you ask.
Is that the flavor of the day?
Thank you, Jeanette. I appreciate that. Good job. I know you got to take off. Go do what you got to do.
Thank you all, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday, everyone.
And you also, please.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, let's talk about new business. Couple things. Appointment of standing committee chairs. Did you want to touch on that, Meredith? You want me to assist?
Yes, I would love for you to assist. I haven't delved into that yet.
I've only got my toe into it, but I know that we do have one recommendation came in for Rachel Owens.
Yes.
And she was for what? That was for which committee?
Well-being.
Mm-hmm. Anyone have any grief with that? Are we okay with that? I'm going to meet with her. I know the first of the new year, she wanted to get together and talk about goals and objectives and stuff. Right. So
she has a lot of energy. That's great.
Oh, well, yeah, she's definitely eager. So let's go ahead and pop her there, if you don't mind.
Did she say yes? I know that it was. Did she agree to do it?
She wants to meet with me, I'm assuming, and she wants to talk about goals and objectives.
At the holiday luncheon, she said that she was very interested.
Okay. Well, I'll firm that up, Carolyn, when I meet with her next week or in a couple weeks. It sounds like she does and is. How about our other two? Barbara, any thoughts on your
Rachel for Well-Being Reimagined is what she wants to do. I had asked her at the holiday lunch.
So. Okay. How about you, Evelyn? Any thoughts at all on your committee?
You know, our committee is very small, and a lot of them have already done committee service, multiple ones. And so I don't know that any of them are really interested in stepping up to take on the committee. Nobody's approached me at any rate.
Okay. Sometimes we need to approach them. They get a little, if nobody asked me, then I don't have to worry. So Meredith, you and I will
maybe reach out to Dave Tetzlaff, because he's no longer on the board, but he was very engaged with the Digital Divide Committee. So he might be interested.
Dave Tetzlaff, good suggestion. So let me get a hold of you, Meredith. And Meredith, what's a good time to get a hold of you? You're a little tough to get a hold of. Is it?
I know texting? That job is like such a pain.
really leaps into your volunteer stuff, doesn't it?
It really does. It just puts a cramp on everything.
I can relate to that. is a text easier for you?
Yeah, I have free time every day. It's just different every day. So if we can make an appointment ahead of time, that actually works really well for me.
Okay, let's talk offline. We'll do that.
Yeah. Also, I had the chance to meet with Tony Olivato in person, finally, after being Facebook friends for a long time. And his wife told me that she would like him to get re-engaged and everything.
Oh, good. Good. Well, wives have a way of influencing us that way.
Did Tony say that too, or just his wife?
He nodded and smiled, but she was saying that he really needs to get out and do things.
Don't you love women that love to take care of your business and keep you busy?
So we might be able to pull him back into service, Tony.
Okay, good. So that's a couple of leads. Anyone else want to throw out a name that we might be interested? And don't forget, we're always looking for new members to bring on board SCAC. I've got two potentials I've got to sit down with and explain what the duties are, but they seem very, very interested. The trouble is they're both from the North County, Yorba Linda area, Placentia. So if you guys have any down your way, please, please encourage them. And we do have, and I'm sure Desiree, you could get it out again. There's a slideshow on that we use to orient people coming into SCAC on exactly what it is. And it kind of lays out everything, what our purpose is, what we do, why we do it, and our mission statement. So it's a good warm up to say, okay, when people say, well, what is SCAC? What does that mean? This is excellent information. So
would we want to try to get volunteers from like the Ruby School of Gerontology at Cal State Fullerton?
Please. Yeah, that'd be awesome. And those are folks that are very interested. So
I'll reach out to them after Thanksgiving and see if I can find a connection, someone that might want to volunteer there.
Excellent.
It could be a student too, right?
Sure. Sure. We can have students.
Yeah. They just need to be an Orange County resident,
yes.
Registered to vote in the county over 18. At least 50% of SCAC needs to be a senior, but we're well above that.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, believe me, we're well above that.
And then Saddleback has gerontology students as well. So
excellent, another good choice. Got to kind of get their feet wet into their career and see if that's really what they want to do. It sounds
it's a good resume builder, and they probably have enthusiasm and time.
I like it. I like your thinking. Okay, shifting gears here. Another thing, we've got the city selection coming up, and a couple of our folks are due. Evelyn, you're one. I assume you've already got that taken care of or working on it?
No. No, I don't. What am I supposed to do? Sorry.
Okay. Well, we get appointed for a two-year term, and the city selection group is meeting on, what's the date on that?
December 1st.
December 1st. So you need to have contact. The form was sent out. Contact what's her name? I don't have that in front of me here. Wait a
Jamie
minute.
Ross.
Yes, Jamie Ross. That's Jamie, J-A-M-I-E dot Ross, R-O-S-S, at ocgov.com. So if you can let her know that you want to be considered. It's a very simple process. All the mayors in the 24 cities meet, and then they go through a whole group of areas. SCAC is just one of a number. OCTA, there's a whole bunch of groups. And they'll just bring your name up. And trust me, no one's going to be competing with you. So you're going to get
the nod. I want to be considered for what?
SCAC.
This is to re-up for SCAC.
Was Evelyn's name on that list that Desiree sent?
Yeah, it says the seat is currently held by Evelyn Velez-Rosario. I assume that means she's up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if it's on that list from Jamie.
Right.
Yeah. So then when Desiree sent out that list, I sent an email to everybody that you need to take care of that. So are there any applications for that seat, Gene? I don't have that email.
I do not. I have no applications. Oh, is there an application on the email?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jamie there is. Sent, there is. So if you just.
No, Jamie sent an email with the applicants, with the people who are applying.
Yeah. If you go through your email, Evelyn, you'll probably find that. It's from OCGov, from Jamie Ross.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I will take care of that.
And then we have the second division rep is we're covered. No problem. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That seat is currently vacant. So we need a rep on there. And that's one from Orange, Santa Ana, and Tustin. They have no rep. So we need to, and those are big cities, or two of them are. So we need to get a rep on board there. Let me follow up with Mark Murphy. He's still mayor. I'll see if we can get somebody appointed. And then the third district, and that's currently held by Crystal Miles. From Villa
yeah,
Park.
She reapplied. Crystal reapplied.
Oh, she did reapply. Perfect. Then we have the District 4th district rep, and that's Carol Downey, and she did not. She's resigning and retiring. That's Anaheim, Brea, Buena Park, Fullerton, La Habra, Placentia, and Stanton. So we do need a rep from there, folks. I'll put some feelers out with the mayor, see if they can't get us somebody.
Yeah. So nominations can be taken from the floor at that meeting.
Yes.
So we just need to know who to nominate. Also, Jean, follow-up needs to be made with Carol Downey if she's going to stay on her standing committee.
Okay, my impression was she was not, but I will
follow. I don't know either way.
Okay.
We'll talk about the senior liaisons later, but the area, oh gosh, I don't have it in front of me. Where was it? It's north and west. Let me look here real quick. We had trouble finding people.
Yeah.
Midway
City. Like the Cerritos area.
Yeah, Midway City, Los Alamitos, like that. So if there's, you know, maybe one of the new people could help out there.
Okay. All right. And I think, oh, we still have District 5, the 5th District. That's Carol Moore from Laguna Woods. Is Carol interested in coming back?
I don't know. She didn't apply. I didn't see her application on the ones that were sent to us, and I haven't been able to reach her yet. So I will continue to follow up.
Okay. And that's Aliso Viejo, Costa Mesa, Dana Point, Laguna Beach, Laguna Hills, Laguna Niguel, Laguna Woods, Newport
it's
Beach.
It's a weird district now with the redistricting.
I was going to say, how does Costa Mesa fit with that?
That's the new supervisorial district.
Yeah, yeah. San Clemente and San Juan Cap. Yeah, it is the new.
That's huge. And Mission Viejo, Meredith, is no longer in our district.
Oh.
Doesn't make sense.
No. Yet. You know, we have Sue Langley. Is she a member of SCAC or just of Wellbeing Reimagined?
No, just on the standing committee.
Well, she lives in San Clemente, I think.
Oh, good, 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 good.
If we want to ask her.
Would you reach out to her, Meredith? Yeah, I think we should.
Okay, yes, I will.
All right, let's see
here. Yeah, it's best to get those positions filled at the city selection committee, because if we don't, then they're vacant for at least 6 months, those seats.
Mm. So what are the instructions? If she says yes, what do I tell her to do?
Fills out the application, gets on the list. She can be there at the meeting in case somebody has questions, but generally they'll just by affirmation say, okay, all those in favor of her area, the cities in her area will vote. The mayors will vote.
Yeah, but Jean, so how do I get the application? One of us needs to nominate her from the floor. We need to nominate her. So,
well, unless she gets her app in, right?
What?
Unless she gets her app in.
No, they're not taking the deadline's already passed for application.
Okay.
She will now need to do an application later, or if she fills out the application in any case anyone has any questions, they can be answered. But Jamie doesn't make the nomination. It would
I'll make the nomination.
Can someone send me the application, please?
Yeah. Desiree, can you send her the application? And then Meredith, you'll get that app to me. I'll be there and I'll make the nomination from the floor.
Okay. Well, first step is I have to try to convince her to do it. But then after that, we'll do the rest.
Perfect.
And even if the timing works out that you can't get the application back from her before that meeting, she can still be nominated from the floor. It's just we need to get the application after. So then Desiree has all the information to contact her with everything that needs to be taken.
Yeah, it's a pretty easy process.
Yeah.
It only gets a little tough on the real desirable ones, like OCTA or the big one. Everybody wants that. Then you got people debate each other. You can call up and say, okay, why are you qualified? That won't happen with us. Trust me.
How sad. Not this year, but next year it's going to be fierce.
Well, having done it a number of years, I'm waiting to see the fierceness. I have not seen fierceness. So, in fact, a little side story here. The first year I got on SCAC when I was nominated from the city selection, I was there on something else and supporting someone else. And I said, oh, this would be pretty cool. I should put in for something. And the person next to me says, why don't you put in for SCAC? No one ever puts in for that. And I'm sure you'll get it. And that's how I got on SCAC. So go figure. Okay, let's shift gears here.
There were too many. I couldn't get on SCAC through city selection. So then Supervisor Bartlett appointed me. And then later, when someone didn't reapply through city selection, I was able to slide over.
Oh, interesting.
So it is desirable, Gene.
What's the advantage of city selection versus appointment?
There's no advantage. It's just the process you go through. Appointment is you're kind of at the whim of who is holding the supervisor seat at that time.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I have a question. Evelyn. So I'm looking at the emails and it says that the city selection committee meeting was on Thursday, November 12th.
No, it wasn't. The city, that's pre maybe, but the selection itself is the 6th. I know.
December 1st.
I'm sorry. December 6th is the council meeting where I'm going to become the mayor. December 1st. That's why it's stuck in my head. December 1st.
Okay. All right. That's what my emails say.
I think that a correction came out after that, Evelyn, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Okay. Real quick, let's talk about the update on the service hours form. Yes. We've had a number of folks talk about that process, and it seems, and Elizabeth can verify this, we're always falling behind in that by a couple of months. And the directors are constantly saying, I don't have time. It's a pain to fill out. So we're trying to simplify that this next year so it can be much easier to do. It still will involve a hard form, but it'll be a form that'll be up on the a PAF form that hopefully, Carolyn, you're okay with that, that you can pull that down from the computer, a PAF if we put in there. PDF, I'm sorry.
I'm not sure what you're saying. What I anticipated was that they would email it to me and I would put it in a little file.
Yes. That's the whole process. It'll be emailed to you. What you do with it is up to you. If you want to file it, print hard copy, that's totally up to you. I want to make it easier for our directors. So, and it's a one form page. I'm sorry, I didn't ship that out. Doggone it.
I have it. I can tell them what it is.
It came out with the agenda packet.
Yes, we have it.
Oh, you got it there. Okay. It's one page and basically put 8 hours. And you're covered. However, if you want to break it down of what you actually did, which is helpful for us to where it's going, you can include that on there on a supplemental page.
Yeah.
Again, it's very, very simple.
It looks good.
Yeah, I think Elaine did a really good change here, because if they just want to do total hours and not do the rest of it, it's quick, you know, very quick.
Yeah, well, that's the key. So we're not doing 3 or 4 months behind and catching up at one whack. So, and I want to thank Elaine for that. She devised that form and it works out real well, I think.
Well, it was basically your input to edit the current form. It's not that different, but it was to make it workable, because as the past chair, I was getting lots of phone calls. People ready to quit over the phone.
I've heard that already, that, hey, we're going to continue to do that. I don't know if I'm going to stay. Really? Yeah. Okay, well, let's tweak that form. But you did a great job, Elizabeth. So no slide on you. This is just for those of us that would prefer to go through a computer. Yes.
Thank
you. Kudos.
I have an exercise class now. And so if there's, Carolyn, if you have any questions, let me answer it so I can get to the class.
I don't, unless Carolyn, I'm sure, has been getting a hold of you.
I emailed
need to talk.
Okay. Carolyn early this morning.
Well, great. I wasn't able to open it. I tried to, it said it was encrypt or whatever, that something was wrong with it, but I tried to open it anyway, and it was like there was nothing there for the members in good standing. So maybe we can, do you happen to know who they are, who the, you know, people who aren't in good standing are, and then you and I can work
it? It's all on that, the email I sent you.
Okay. I know, but
all right.
You can't open the attachment.
Okay.
The attachment says it's corrupted.
Okay. Paulo Morales. He has refused to answer me anything. He has not sent in anything, and he has not attended any of the senior engagement committee meetings. So he couldn't be in worse standing. Patty has, oh yes, she's going to get it sent, but it doesn't happen. And no matter how nicely I word it, I get nowhere. Amelia Castro, she claims she's going to do it, but she doesn't follow through. You said you were going to do it, please follow through. I just did that less than a week ago. Mary Perdue, I gave her my phone number. If you have any problems, I will call you on Monday. That was over a week ago. She never called. And I have done everything, okay, but never, not anything from Mary Perdue. So Mary Perdue, Amelia Castro, Patty Barnett, and then Paulo Morales. Now, Jeffrey Rodriguez, I'm assuming he is exempt. He doesn't have to do that, correct? Yeah. So I've never bothered him. But I don't understand why that email wasn't able, why you couldn't open it.
Some programs are a little more sensitive. I know I get that a lot of mine when someone sends me something. They'll go, this is potentially a corrupted file. So. And generally it's not, because I know the person. So, and I think Carolyn in this instance opened it, but it was nothing there. So I'm not sure why that happened, but you guys can talk offline and maybe you can mail her a hard copy.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.
Well, go get your exercise and get those Pilates going.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Then we will at this point go with the new form. And I suspect that if we send that out to these folks that are having difficulty, we just say, hey, we're giving credit for aid. If that's not accurate, let us know. And then they sign off on it. I think we'll be good to go. Okay.
Sorry, Chair. Yes. Because we have it listed as an action item, we still need a motion, the second, and then the vote.
On which?
On the monthly hours form change.
Okay. Can I get a motion on our monthly hours form change? I got a motion from Meredith. Do we have a second? Second from Elaine. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, just raise your hand and say aye.
We actually need to do a roll call vote because we are virtual. Sorry.
Oh boy, Desiree, you are a killer. You're killing my style. Okay, go ahead.
Elaine Genoway.
Aye.
Hernandez. Aye.
Meredith Chalami.
Aye.
Carolyn Inman.
Aye.
Evelyn Velez.
Aye.
Barbara Slope.
Aye.
Sandy Stank.
Thank you, Desiree. I do know that, by the way, that when we're on Zoom, it's got to be a taken a role. So thank you for corralling me. Chair comments, just other than I appreciate your support and endorsement for my chair this year. I'm going to lean heavily on Elaine, so she's not far away. She's within a phone call or an arm reach.
We're opposite ends of the county, Gene.
Well, I'm going to shorten that county. It's going to get real small real quick. But I appreciate that and her willingness to continue to support me and work on this group. She is definitely committed to seniors. There won't be a whole lot of change. I think we're heading the right direction. I just want to make sure that we are getting those recommendations to our Board of Supervisors. It's a new group, a whole new mix now. So not sure where they fall on senior issues. We're going to have to probably educate them or make them aware. I sit on at least a number of committees with at least, actually with all of them. So I'll be whispering in their ear.
Are we able to meet with Supervisor Foley is now representing me, I believe, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And her, she had a staff member come and listen in on our housing meeting for SCAC. So it seems like she might be a good person or her staff to meet with.
She's been supportive of senior issues.
Yeah, she has a large staff and uses her staff a lot for that. So I think that's a good opportunity to exactly whisper in her ear on that. And I think she would be leaning towards senior issues if I read her.
And Joni knows her very, very, very well.
Oh, yeah. Good. Good. Okay. That's it for my comments. How about standing committee update? Meredith, I think we probably covered yours.
Yeah.
Okay, just some follow up there. How about presentation schedule? Meredith, your turn again.
So I worked on the presentation schedule. I sent it to Elaine and to Desiree. So Jean, I will send it to you. I did a mock-up. I am requesting that we separate out the schedule into two different forms. So whoever...
Yeah, we had already discussed that, and I communicated with Jenna Sergio on that, and that we would be, and that was fine, that we would be doing that. So it's two separate documents, but they should travel together. But because you have one person doing the presentation schedule and the secretary doing the flag salute, greeter, and inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Separate the duties so that the presenter doesn't get overwhelmed with all that stuff too.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. And again, any of us can give suggestions to Meredith on presentation speakers. It's not just her job to come up with them. We should all be thinking, if we hear a good one or see one or have a contact, please let's do that. We've had some really good ones in the past. I know we had that one doctor, Meredith, who does the prescription presentation. He's always good. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. And then we always do one about fraud and of seniors, and I can help you on that one. I can always get a presenter for that. So you just pick the date. You know, we do have months. I know you know this, theme months. Are we aware of that? You're aware of that. Okay. And we can kind of keep on track with that. So good. We'll talk more about that.
Jane, can I ask, I'm not aware of the special months. Meredith, do you have the whole list that you could?
Well, there's a special, there's about, for each month, there's probably about 40 different special things because every organization wants a month. I'll send out the updated presentation schedule first to Jean, and then we can send it to the group. I kind of plotted out what I thought would work best for most of 2023. That's not the hard part for me. The hard part for me is all the little follow-up.
Yeah, phone calls and confirming. You know, I know Desiree's group's real good at doing that. If you get her the name or Jeanette, they'll follow and call and ask if they need a PowerPoint presentation, that kind of thing. So,
in the all right. We traditionally recognize May as Older Americans Month. Mm-hmm. That's when the Board of Supervisors mm-hmm. recognize it. So we want to be sure to stick with that. And then as far as the presentations, I know in February we have our workshop.
Yeah.
I would recommend that we do that in person. I know we've been doing virtual, but then once we do in person, then we have to continue with the in-person. But if it looks like that's, what is the date that the governor's order extends to? Is it the end of January or the end of February?
End of February.
End of February. So we would be a couple weeks shy of that. But I don't know how everyone else feels, but I think there's greater value in the workshop together rather than the virtual.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that.
Would we want to wait till March then for the workshop?
Well, it's a matter of getting all the information, all the mm-hmm. input, and then putting it together. Mm-hmm. I mean, you actually have to look at the calendar and bringing it back to the executive board and then to SCAC for approval before it's taken to the Board of Supervisors in May.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about the executive order.
Yeah, no, I know what you, yeah. I don't know, Jean, you know.
Well, that's going to bring up a
whole host of calendar and see if we would.
Yeah, that's a whole host of issues, because now we've got to have a discussion at some point too on, do we want to rotate to the various senior centers that we've done in the past, or do we want to have one central location, like I don't know, one of the big places in what do I keep hearing, Salvation Army or
Easter Seals.
And that kind of becomes our place. Everybody knows to go there, centrally located.
Yes.
Rotating is a good way to see other centers. But when, you know, San Clemente has to come up to Yorba Linda or Yorba Linda has to go down to San Clemente, it can have a chilling effect and people don't necessarily want to make that drive. So
no. Yeah.
I can see both points. just give that some thought. We got a little bit of time, not a lot, because we've got to start booking these places. Otherwise, you guys are all coming up to your Belinda, to our new library community room. So I know I get that.
Or we could switch between your Belinda and Laguna Niguel, because we've got a community.
All right. Okay. There, you know what? That's probably not a bad idea.
I don't know how everyone else feels, but
that'll be convenient half the time.
I need to know for the greeter part, when January is Zoom for sure, right?
Yes, I believe January is going to be Zoom. Yes. Only because we don't really have the wherewithal to get it together to meet someplace.
Well, and we need Office on Aging. A lot of presentations by Office on Aging staff. That's our annual orientation. Yeah. Right. So it's, you know, a lot of that is just staff presentation.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't think that needs to be in person for that. That it's good stuff. That's where I got my material from here, but I don't think we need to be necessarily in person there to get that. But we do need to start moving on where we're going to meet in February. So, Meredith, do you have a contact with Easter Seals?
Yes, Kathleen. Mm-hmm.
Can you give her a holler and see if we can meet there in February?
Yeah.
See what she says. And if not, I said, I can get your Belinda. We have a new beautiful library, and now we've got a huge meeting room, community meeting room, and as does Laguna Niguel too, I know. So we've got some options.
So where is the Easter Seals?
Easter Seals is in Irvine, right on the border there. It's not far, right off the freeway. It's pretty simple. Off the 55, I believe, right?
Yeah, freeway close is good for people.
Yeah, freeway close is very good.
Yeah.
And don't forget, we have two other meetings coming up now, December 2nd and December 30th. The 30th is a killer for me. I'm going to be up in Pasadena on the parade, but I'm going to make time because we've got to deal with our AB 361. So anything more on that December 2nd meeting, Elaine?
On December 2nd?
Yeah.
Which is what, a special meeting?
That was a special meeting, yeah.
The 10-minute one.
That's just to bridge you to the, so you can continue in Zoom.
It'll be 5 minutes.
So that's hopefully just the 361 meeting. Okay. That and then the 30th, because that doesn't get us to the 30th. Okay. Yeah, that'll be real brief, guys. I promise you. It'll be quick.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on.
The standing committees just need the 20, what is it, 25%?
Yeah.
But it's the full SCAC that needs at least 50% for quorum.
Right.
Okay, let's make sure we talk it up among our folks just to be there for 20 minutes. Senior Center Liaison, Carolyn?
Okay, well, it's time for that to get passed to one of the new members, I think. I had it as one of the three people that didn't have an office, so now I think that one of the new people should do it. With new people coming on, there'll be an opportunity to change assignments a little bit. And as I say, that area Midway and what else is it? Los Alamitos, that whole area was difficult to find people.
Evelyn, did I hear you were interested in that? Was that one that you threw out there? Yes, you did. And I think what Carolyn's saying, make sure you get support there, though, so you're not having to, that we should have this is a good way to involve our group. Too many people like to sit on the fence. I think we need to get people actually involved. And this is one to divvy it up among the whole group.
So I will talk to Carolyn and find out, kind of transitional sort of things, and also shoot some ideas to her for consideration for how we can maybe expand our contacts.
Excellent.
With them. Okay.
Yeah. And
how do we do that?
And I suspect expand the participation in it. I'm not sure, in all honesty, how many people were doing this.
Right.
A real active manner, you know. Right. So.
Well, we had a couple of active ones, but they have since less. So that's, we're going to have to fire that up again.
Yes, figure out how to motivate them.
And it really is a good way to learn about other senior centers in your area. Okay, anything else on that? Seeing none, let's move on to members in good standing. I think we just got a blast on that one. The paperwork, I think we found a solution for that. Whether they're appearing on our Zoom or in person is another issue. It sounds like phone calls are in order from me on Pablo Morales. Does he want to be involved? Patty Barnett, Amelia Castro, Mary Perdue, and again.
Gene, for Paulo, I did talk to him a couple months ago and he was, you know, said he would be coming to the meetings, but a call from you would be warranted. And I remember we gave Patty Mouton that attendance waiver. We voted on it a couple of months ago because what was happening is her presentations that she needed to do for Alzheimer's OC were conflicting with our meetings, but she's engaged.
I agree.
In SCAC. So
Is Patty Barnett the same as Patty Mouton?
Yes. Yes. That's her maiden name.
Yeah.
That's what threw me off. Okay, guys. Yes, Elaine, I do recall we had that discussion with Patty that she was definitely involved in doing SCAC senior work. So we weren't holding her feet to the fire making our meetings. I do recall that. Amelia Castro, any update on her? I've seen her on a couple of Zooms.
No, I don't know. She had been very active and she had been the one reaching out to the Anaheim Senior Centers. It's just the last couple of months I haven't seen her. I didn't even get a response from her either way for the November meeting that we had. So I don't know what the change has been.
I wonder if something's going on in her life. That happens occasionally. So yeah. I'll try calling to her and see. And Mary Perdue?
I don't remember Mary Perdue.
Yeah, Mary
was. Is that a maiden name?
it's Mary Gray Perdue.
Meredith,
Meredith, you may know Mary. She was with FAM and recently retired from FAM. So she's in transition right now.
Gotcha.
But she has been, she attended via Zoom our November meeting.
Where is she from?
She's what area? It's like the San Clemente area, South County.
Okay. Oh boy, we want to hang on to her then. We have a tough time getting those way South County folks. Well, no, and it's true across the board. Every group I'm in, San Clemente is a tough one to attend meetings. They don't like coming up to even Central Orange County.
And Gene, if you would like me to, I'd be happy to reach out to Mary. I know her well, unless you want to do that.
No, please do. And ask her if there's anything we can do for her, if something's changed in her life or how we can help her out.
Okay.
I think that's all it takes sometimes, just to call and see, hey, we missed you. We want your input. You're a valuable member. So sometimes people just need to hear that. Okay, announcements. SCAC members, colleagues, any announcements we want to make?
Yeah, I have one. I went to Phil Orland's memorial.
How was that?
It was very nice. I gave his widow a card from SCAC. Just thanking her and acknowledging all his contributions. There was about 40 people there from LA County Parks and Rec that he had worked with since the 1970s. So it was nice to hear about his working years and then also be able to share what he contributed with us.
He actually was an amazing individual. Yeah. I mean, he really was. Talk about getting programs together, drop of a dime. What do you need? I got it. Boom.
Yep.
It was impressive. Oh, I'm sorry I had to miss that. I was out of state. Anyone else? For the good of the order? Okay. Everybody happy with their elections and who they got on their councils now? And they're going to work with them closely? Mm-hmm. Try to get them engaged here? Okay.
Gene, can you and I stay on for a second after and then we can pick a time to talk?
We can. We will do that. Okay.
I have a question.
Yes, yes.
Carolyn, can we email you our hours?
Yes, that's the way I want it to work. I guess if a person wanted to, they could go ahead and use the old form until the new form is available or.
Well, as opposed, because Elizabeth preferred to mail them to her. And
I do not want to do snail mail.
It wasn't the cost of the stamp. It was just putting it together.
Going to the post office. No, I'm telling you, it was a pain. It was difficult for me.
So, you know, I got behind a couple of times just, and I wouldn't have if it had been, you know, email. So email.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I was going to go a radical step and say, hey, you know what? If you're at the meeting, secretary, just fill it in for us. Say we're here, we're there. But Lane points out we got to actually sign it or make acknowledgement of it.
Yeah, we can go back. If we start meeting in person, that they did it at the meeting.
Right.
So that would be, pass it out, pick it up. So I think that was better because they were there and they scribbled and, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to send you some of my overdue ones. I got 3 months I got to do. I'm going to send you the new form. So,
okay.
We'll get moving on that. Okay. Anything else? Staff, Desiree, anything for us?
Nothing.
Okay, folks. Well, listen, have a fabulous holiday. This is time to be with your families. And as I've learned, be in the moment. Yes. Be there mentally with them, not thinking about SCAC, not thinking about anything else. Just be there for your family and have a joyous one. And I'll live vicariously off all the scrumptious meals I know each of you are going to create. All righty. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye. Gene, stay on.
I'm going to hang on. Yes. Thank you. I'm hanging on.